Hello, and welcome to Off the Cuff. I am your host, Chris Martinson, and on this program, every week, we are going to bring you a fascinating guest, where we are going to discuss the economy, energy, or the environment, informally and without a script. Welcome to this Off the Cuff. I am your host, of course, Chris Martinson. It is Wednesday, January 10th. Big news, early in the morning, about 3 o'clock Eastern, China came out and said that they were going to consider maybe slowing down or even stopping the buying of U.S. treasuries. Fortunately, just the person I want to talk to today happened to also be up at 3 in the morning watching this unfold because he's got that sixth market sense. Wolf Richter with me today. Wolf, welcome to the program.
Well, thanks for having me, Chris.
All right, so this is Off the Cuff. We're just going to talk about this for a while. An interesting move by China, something I wrote about in a quick article where I was trying to make sense of all this, was that interesting timing by the Chinese, because my sense was that the U.S. 10-year was already bumping up against a 30-year-long downtrend line of yields. You had people like Bill Gross, the bond king, coming out saying, we're about to break, you know, a 30-year trend, meaning that yields were going to rise. So it was kind of already at a precarious moment. And then China seemed to come along and put their foot in the small of the back of the U.S. Treasury market and give it a little nudge. How did you interpret this today? First, what were you doing up at 3 in the morning? Start there.
Well, it's not a sixth sense, actually. It's more of a case of insomnia. I just woke up and couldn't go back to sleep, and I started working. And so that happened to work out today. So China, I think, my interpretation is that they're trying to make a political move with this. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of a warning shot for the Trump administration. And because they specifically mentioned this sort of thing. What happened is that the Chinese people familiar with the matter, quote unquote, as Bloomberg says, talked to Bloomberg about this. So it's a leak coming out of China. And when leaks like this come out of China, they're planned. You know, they're not accidental. So this was part of the strategy, and they said that officials, quote unquote, are reviewing the investment strategy of their foreign exchange reserves, and they think that there are better assets out there than U.S. Treasuries, and given the quote-unquote trade tensions between the U.S. and China, they might slow down or stop buying treasuries.
Yeah.
And that was a big thing, you know, because China is the largest holder of U.S. treasuries with over $1 trillion, and they have the largest pile of foreign exchange reserves, and they're starting to throw the weight around. And they're mentioning trade tensions in particular. And so they're warning the White House, essentially, saying, look, we know how to play this game. You know, if you want a problem in your interest rates, if you want a mortgage register at 6%, all you have to do is get us involved in trade tensions with you, and we'll try to get you there. we'll make sure that your long-term rates will go up. And that's kind of the warning that I saw in this. Yeah, at this point, the leaker said there's no indication that this was actually put into place, that this decision was implemented. It was just sort of a recommendation, and that the recommendation was leaked is a sign that this is a political move. At the same time, like you said, you know, the 10-year treasuries, which have been low all for most of the year, you know, low to the point where as the short the yields at the shorter end of the yield curve came up with a 2-year yield reaching close to 2%, you know, the 10-year yield at as it was not long ago, 2.35%, you know, being close to the 2-year yield, that is a flattening of the yield curve. And if the 2-year yield rises further and the 10-year yield drops further, you'll have an inverted yield curve. And inverted yield curves are a spooky. You know, they every time there is one, there's a major financial upheaval afterwards. And the financial crisis was the last financial upheaval we had after an inverted yield curve. So this is something really people are worried about. inverted yield curves, and that was the trend this year, except now in the in a lot of part of 2017 and so far this year, the yield curve has steepened in the mid-range, and it has now steepened on the longer end, and too, with the 10-year coming up like this. So, yeah, it has a lot more to do. There's a lot more things involved than just China in this. You know, I don't think China, with this warning, has that kind of impact. And by the way, during the day, you know, the yield came back down. So there was probably some dip buying going on here, as we always have. You know, when the yields go up, the prices go down. So by definition, so if something like this happens, you have Treasury selling off, and there'll be dip buyers jumping in.
Well, now, in terms of who might be doing that dip buying, you know, a really stunning admission, I think, by Powell in the 2012 Fed minutes, where he talked about selling volatility. And I assume he's talking about bond volatility, but, you know, we can always wonder if they aren't selling other volatility too.
To listen to this podcast in full, as well as all our other premium podcasts and articles, please enroll at peakprosperity.com. Simply go to peakprosperity.com/enroll.